there went.
You're good.
Why do you just box it around?
All right.
If I hit stop, am I gonna be okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Because we're recording now. All right, we'll stop.
This is a waiver of non-compliance and tax abatement. Are there any people here to speak either for or against that particular, request?
I have a question, and I think I may have asked this question before. I don't really remember what the answer was, but it strikes me as strange a little bit that there are all these requirements out there for these companies to jump through these hoops that they need to jump through in order to qualify, or at least have a chance of qualifying for a tax abatement. And yet they come in here one after another, and we have to do some waiver of something they haven't complied with, and we decide to waive it. That seems strange to me.
Yeah.
I mean, these companies all have attorneys. They all have CEOs who should know the rules. Why should we be, other than for the good of the town, why should we be considering waiving a rule that they're supposed to comply with?
Well, the statute requires us to do that. I'm not a lawyer, but the statute requires us.
Requires us to waive?
No, to have the public hearing.
Oh, I'm okay with the public hearing.
Consider.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Basically, the way I understand it is this, that oftentimes just to cover themselves because they may get the cart before the horse a little bit on these issues, that they put this in there to not jeopardize losing it just because something came early or it's on their premises earlier. It may not be in function, in other words, in the system yet. And if, Tom wants to address that too, I don't know.
Well, I remember going up to Portland one time. Holiday Inn Express got $1 million waiver for the they didn't require a waiver because they had attorneys that did exactly what you wanted to do. But the kid that was adding a building on his farm didn't know any better. He's kind of an independent businessman. And it is technical. You do need an attorney, and sometimes you don't realize it when you're in business and trying to make everything go. That would be my expectation.
The waiver of compliance is not something like we're winking and saying, oh, we're letting them get by with something they should do if it's inappropriate. So it's more or less a technicality on paper. Yes, Greg, if you want to address that. Absolutely.
Part of our process requires that the company identify the specific piece of equipment and that they provide a quote or an estimate from a company. So part of the non-compliance comes in that part of the statute says that they are not supposed to either order the equipment or it's not supposed to be operational until you approve this. And so sometimes we do this non-compliance in case by a couple of weeks or a month we get out of sync with the company, especially bigger companies that like TOA, for example, where maybe somebody in another plant is just moving forward and ordering the equipment, and the local guys go, oh, gosh, we weren't supposed to do that until we had this done here. So it's more of a formality just to cover the council, the city, as well as the company.
Thank
you.
All right.
And I will speak for Omega, because I've been working down there for a time. But he's involving a robotic welder, and that'll increase his capability of welding molds. Right now, I'll give you an example, they weld 2 an hour, he can weld 6 hours of the body. And in turn, they also called back, they're going to call back the 6 people that laid off. So as of the end of this month, you'll have nobody laid off. Because of the month, that gave him a definite advantage. What else he got back? I said, especially with the 6 guys he called.
Anyone else to speak for or against? If not, I'll close that public hearing. I'd like to open a public hearing for the next item on the agenda. Can you give me a heads up exactly? That's for tax abatement?
For the ERA.
For the ERA?
Yes.
Is there anybody here to speak either for or against that?
repeat that again?
It's an ERA, it's economic revitalization, for the same prop, people.
Omega, you're saying?
Yes.
I don't think I'm looking for a job, so.
Yeah, anyone? Okay, close that. We're gonna open our regular meeting, if we can all rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could pause for a moment of silence. Thank you, may be seated. I'd like to welcome everyone who came this evening. Generally, we have a yellow tab over there for our guests to sign in, kind of procedural thing, if you could. Do that, and just put your name on there. We need the address also. Okay, if you could do that too, that's appreciated. At this time, just want to introduce myself. I'm the president of the council. Sean is in a business meeting in the City of Washington's District of Columbia. For the city for economic reasons and so forth, for helping develop the community. And also, so I preside in his absence. I'm not the mayor, so I'm just the moderator of this particular council meeting. This time I'd like to have a council do a roll call. Please, Vicki.
District 1, Councilor Mo Lennington.
Here.
District 2, Councilor Tom Sells.
Here.
District 3, Councilor Ron Lloyd.
Here.
District 4, Councilor Lisa Brand.
Here.
At large, Councilor Missy Wade.
Here.
Okay. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes from May 21st. I take it everybody saw the email and looked that over.
Make a motion. We approve the minutes from the May 21st meeting.
Second. Okay, that was great. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from May 21st, 2018. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Minutes stand approved as written. This time I'd have our committee reports. Jim, you have a report for your committee, please. Jim Yunez.
On behalf of Fountain Park Cemetery, we'd like to thank the street department, the fire department, and the fire department for helping us out this year on our Memorial Day. We had a great turnout, and we just had so many people out there this year. We tried to change it up with different talents of Randolph County, Winchester, musical, and also a presentation of history. And that's what it's supposed to be, is a history, and also to give thanks to those who lost their lives and those who are serving today. But we just had a fantastic, and the fire department really kicked in this year, and the street department helped us out, and also the police department helped us out this year, which we're going to continue this partnership in the future, because it runs so much better when everybody's involved in one location. And we try to respect it by doing it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Memorial Day, because there's so many other things to celebrate in other cemeteries and stuff, you know, we know that. But we like to fall in line at 1 o'clock, and there's others after 1 o'clock, too.
Yeah,
so
we'd like to thank
everybody for that. We have our annual meeting, which takes just every June, 1 year, just 1 year to throw the lot owners up there. And we had a good meeting, hardly any complaints. You know, we try to keep on top of them. We always have like headstones being bumped or whatever. The projects that we're working on yearly and what the goals are, we set goals and things. And right now, the biggest goal that we have is that we have our third entrance. Everyone really excited about the third entrance because it's so much wider compared to what they used to do back with the buggy and, you know, when they first started this. Now it's so much bigger, so much wider, and also the big heavy trucks will crush. We try to put that heavy gravel toward the back of the drive. That easy access and no half arches. So you don't have to worry about hitting anything up above. So we're still working on that. That'll be a whole year project trying to get that all modified and everything. And that was for the yearly. Our monthly, which as you guys can see there, it says the FPC board minutes of 6/12/18. And that's our regular meeting there. We discussed our finances. We discussed all the things that we're doing out there and how we're trying to monitor our gas. You know, it's a lot of mowing out there. And as the street department can tell you, it takes a lot of gas to keep everything looking so nice and labeling it. But we're continuing that through the rest of the year. And as we're getting down closer and closer to the end of the year, the bid, that's not cutting so much grass, trimming so many bushes and stuff, you know, we less employment. So those are the kind of things that we're trying to work for to make it still look nice for everybody out there. Any questions on the report?
I got one here.
Yes, sir.
That loss of $7,000, is that compared to other years? Is that more or less in between that we do every year?
It's about, it forms itself by, because of lack of sales, because, you know, we depend on sales of lots and also headstones. And because the more people we employ, the more money it takes, but it looks nice. And we're ready to take that on the chin and gambling every month we gamble that it's going to turn over, it's going to turn over.
So is that a big loss or is that?
That's a normal. That's okay. A normal loss. Well, yeah. Any other questions? Okay. And like I said, we are so grateful for the department, HSC department taking in. My next report will be the WCCPC July 4th at dusk at Goodrich Park. This year we're adding a little twist to it. We're having Kevin Shuck. He used to be a fire department. He's in business with this drone, and he did an excellent job at the bicentennial portrait. And it's just amazing what you could do with those little planes and what you can see and what you shouldn't see. And so right now we're about $1,000 shy, but that's, you know, we'll take that on the chin. WCCPC, we put on Mardi Gras every year, and some of the proceeds we set back to occasions like this. But we just like to thank in public all the departments and the citizens that kicked up and, you know, try to make this thing work. We try to do this project self-sufficient, but we always run shy. And we got the newspaper and the radio station. They're all helping us, trying to gather some more money. And we did a little toll road, and we broke the record this year. We made $1,500 on from 9 to 1. That was just awesome, you know. But we can never reveal the date that we're going to do it because then everybody runs around. So it's a surprise. So we appreciate those people that travel.
Hilton and some bucks, right?
Yeah.
There's more times.
Well, we also use children. So. And this is children that got a lot of money. I mean, look where they got out there. They were
those smiley faces.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's fun for everyone.
Sure.
Fun for everyone. So anyway, that's the report on WCCPC 4th of July. Bicentennial, the Bicentennial Committee, we changed it to one day only, August the 18th, on a Saturday. And we're calling it
Founder's Day Festival, which is the same thing as apple pie, baseball and apple pie, which it's the same date, doing the same thing. They're going to have a 5K run walk, pie eating contest, Whipple, ball, essays, auction, free dinner. I hope I can say that. I don't know if I was supposed to be a secret or whatever, but it's already out. And we also have, it's Who's Your Daddy? We're going to have, he's a barbecue guy that sets up every Saturday up here. Fantastic sandwiches. I have talked to my sister until I was blue in the face. She's coming back for that one occasion to sell Bellas Tacos. And we're also asking the one more vendor, three vendors there, you know, that's enough for all the people that we have for activities. We're going to have people that sell goods. That's what they used to call it back 200 years ago, is trading. And I know I'm going to chop this up. Bartering. I knew it, yeah. So anyway, that's my Spanish on that. So we're going to have those kind of activities where people come and sell stuff and, you know, and then we're going to have fun and games. We're going to also have Kevin Chuck to come and take some video and pictures. We're going to do an infield picture of everybody at Founders Day collect together inside the infield and take some pictures of that. And Chris Chingfeld, that's also another gentleman that helped us at Bicentennial. And there's just a lot of exciting things all packed into one day. Starts from 8 to dusk on August the 18th, Bicentennial celebration. Any questions on that?
No, it sounds exciting.
Okay, and then just to add icing to the cake, WCCPC Mardi Gras, October the 3rd through the 6th, with a Bicentennial twist. We're going to have October the 3rd through the 6th. And we're going to be having a bigger parade because it's also Kevin Chuck is also going to video these things too, that, you know, we'll have memories and stuff. And so a lot of stuff, activities. The committee, the WCCPC, we haven't met yet to finalize what we're going to call Mardi Gras this year. I know Bicentennial's in there somewhere. But it's just a lot of good things happening in Winchester and for the community and for the county. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. Thanks for going
Jim,
on.
Jim, do you know when that Bicentennial falls? Do you think it's going to start tomorrow? It's scheduled to start tomorrow?
I hope so. If nothing, I'll have to go out there and get a spade and start moving dirt.
Bring a glass of cold water.
Yeah.
Okay. A report from the Bladed House Committee.
Well, the one lot was taken down, and the grass, they see it, and it's, so I think it's trimmed up a little bit, but it's really a nice lot for the one of the adjacent homeowners.
Mm-hmm. Any other committee reports? Jim.
Yeah, I got one. Tom, you can have this copy when I'm done with it.
Okay.
And I'll get the mayor a copy. This is an update report on the Winchester House facility. It's the intention of this report is to update the council on the status of the renovation work being undertaken, now completed at 313 South Meridian Street, the new home for a state-sponsored drug rehab facility now being operated by the Volunteers of America. The initial punch list inspection of the renovation work was completed on or about May the 29th by the project architect, the city's project advisor, and those gentlemen who is also an architect. Those gentlemen were accompanied during that punch list inspection by Mayor Byram, by myself, and by VOA Volunteers of America representative Devin Jones. The list of items to be addressed or corrected from that inspection was then provided to the general contractor for review and action as appropriate. The project was deemed to be substantially completed on or about June 1, 2018. There's a whole certificate process that they go through on projects like this, to issue a certificate of substantial completion. That was dated June 1, 2018, signed by the architect, signed by the project general contractor, and signed by Mayor Byram on behalf of the city. A final punch list inspection of the work is scheduled to be completed tomorrow. That's Tuesday, June the 19th. The Volunteers of America, Indiana, officially assumed responsibility for building security and all utilities on June 1st, 2018. I am pleased to report that while final cost numbers are yet to be verified, it is my belief that the project was completed within the $1.1 million budget established by this council. Subject to check and possible correction, I believe that the total cost, including building acquisition costs, renovation costs, utility costs, and all preliminary costs even remotely associated with the project, will be something on the order of $1.07 million. Respectfully submitted this 18th day of June 2018.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Good news. Any other committee reports? Okay. This is a time where we have a time allotted for public comments by individuals, each given around 3 minutes. If anybody would like to speak at this time, it can be more than one person, but not simultaneously.
Did you want to talk to Sheen personally? Mentioned to us earlier.
John Ashley, 421 Falcon Street. Yeah, the city trash is running over my mom's curb. Not every Monday. I mean, I could have brought you video, but I just brought you pictures.
Okay.
Well, I appreciated the work getting down. I don't understand. I know everybody else has got an alley, but my mom don't. And so they come down headed south, pull over and pick up the trash, and then they back up on Will across, and then go down Will toward the west. So okay. I don't know if they
John, you're talking about coming out of the trash truck.
Yeah, the big trash truck.
Yeah.
Come by and pick up the tenant.
Okay.
And she suggested that you really probably should put a four-way stop sign down there with all the traffic going on.
Down where? What are you talking
about? On Will and South Meridian. He asked about it for over a year ago. Before the BOA got moved in.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else? Yes.
I'm hungry. Everyone should be shopping in the street. Didn't have enough people give reports on the BOA, and I would like to give a report from the neighbor's perspective. We were told that women entering this rehab would be through detox and sober tests to prove their commitment to the program. Yet the neighbors watched an obviously high woman be dropped off, hurriedly dumped by her family, like a stray cat, while they emptied her purse into our private garbage can this past week. We were told police would patrol the area regularly. There was lots of police presence here than there was in the prior year. We were told there would be no loitering or strangers lined to hang belt. Men have been sitting in cars blocking the alley, hanging out with women coming up from the rehab. They've been seen driving cars through the rehab yard up to the back doors and visiting them. We were told we would barely notice a change in our neighborhood, yet already there was cigarette butts littered everywhere. People loudly hanging around outside and a huge increase in traffic through the alley. Note that these women have zero privacy because we see, hear, and deal with almost everything going on outside that rehab, including already emergency vehicle visits and police officer leading with something suspicious wrapped in his rubber gloves. It's almost impossible not to see. If you truly wanted them to have privacy, you never would have put this in our tightly packed neighborhood. We ask you repeatedly to consider our relocations. You know in your hearts this does not belong in a residential neighborhood, not mine, not yours. We all remember that some of you in the city council wouldn't even allow a bike trail near your property. You know you're not supposed to speak to citizens and strongly advised by Mayor Sean Byram. In email, he's playing you for fools. You should be just as insulted and outraged as Winchester citizens are by his unofficial gag order. Therefore, I won't ask any questions because I doubt you answer. But as for myself and other citizens, we're not speaking here to just use up our time as Sean presents in his email. We are speaking here because we have legitimate concerns that deserve to be addressed. please do us one a favor. Spend some time thinking how you would feel as if we have replaced in your neighborhood. How hard would you fight to preserve your quality of life at your place of basic sanctuary, your home, and it's only just begun? You owe us the quiet, peaceful rehab we were promised we'd be put in place for Sean Byron. Step up and enforce some basic rules before this becomes an entrenched, horrible new normal in our neighborhood. Thank you.
Can I address the bike trail? The bike trail was never going to go through anyone's personal property.
Oh, I know.
It was going to be on the east side of the golf course property, and the owners of that golf course, their insurance policy said they would not cover any liability on that. So they
said, look here, my neighbors don't want that damn property. Because that would affect your quality of life.
Not mine. Not anybody, personal property owners.
But you don't understand how tight our neighborhood is. There's not
I understand what
the men sitting in the alley, they're parked in the alley, people come out talk to them, they're driving cars up to the back door, through the grass.
Yeah. And those things need to be brought to so somebody can remedy them. But John, bike trail, has your department received any phone calls and complaints about this?
Why would we complain? If we're going to get falling around every time we leave our driveway, we won't play this game. Mm-hmm. It brings retaliation. We're not stupid.
Exactly.
You guys said you're going to step up patrols. Step up patrols.
We will do that.
Should I call on somebody by the grass? Should I call on somebody walking in the alley?
Call anytime you see anything suspicious.
Okay, and I guess you call too much. Like I've been told by somebody who wants to be called.
No, not at all.
Okay.
That's what we're here for.
Is the report of whatever was brought out there going to reach the paper, or is that going to be a secret?
I don't know what was brought out there. I know the last time we were there was 480 stone run out of the cop wire.
No, somebody had probably gone to the park and put it in the back.
Okay. I'll look into that because I don't know. Well, that makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, cameras, okay. Yeah. So you can watch the cameras and you can see the men in the alley. You can watch the cameras and see the people parking there, right? If they want to park there, they need to make that a parking lot. If they want to drop off people privately, they should make that a parking lot so they can bring them up to the building, not park in our alley, drop things in our garbage cans. Lots of the alley to traffic.
I'll check into it. Do me a favor, stop back in and follow up with it.
Okay, thank you.
I will gladly sit down and talk to you over the phone.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Attorney, what else?
Mr. Bill Ray Tracy, Ray Street.
Could you move up so the microphone can...
Yeah, sure. Do we know what business that the mayor is working on in the city in D.C.?
I personally do not know. I had not specifically know.
He did send us all an email that shared the itinerary and the agenda and where he would be and whose offices he would be in, but I can't recite it to you.
I mean, do we know what he's doing for the city? Are they trying to bring money here or jobs or what?
In terms of multitude of things.
Okay. Will there be a report on that? Okay. Do the council members have any thoughts on the email that Mr. Byron sent to you all on February 7th advising you to not answer questions during these public concerns portions and just sit quietly?
I don't think he asked us to sit quietly. He just gave us the option that it's probably a good idea to sit quietly. In other words, that it's hard to off the cuff say things and not get yourself committed to something that you later on wonder what you actually said or committed yourself to. So,
well, I thought about
and
that
too. It's good to listen, Chris.
I thought about that too, and I thought, you know, if you're being asked a question that you don't know an answer to, it makes perfect sense to say, I don't know an answer to this.
Sure.
Let me look into this and get back to you.
I appreciate that.
And then, but there'd be follow up. You know, but a lot of questions, it seems like, you know, the answers to these questions that a lot of us have asked through this last year and a half, they can't all not be known. I mean, you know what I mean? Some of them, somebody. That was that. Moving on, has there ever been any thought to video recording these and other city council meetings?
Yes.
A lot of other communities do them.
Go ahead, Vicki.
I can answer that. Yes, Mr. Bubbery. We have looked into the same recording, BIS Digital, that we have to record. It was around $15,000 to $17,000, and at that time, it wasn't this council, it was a previous council. Since this council is small, we did not, have not brought back up. We've had so much loss with circuit breaker credits. Our tax rate has gone up, and I can't speak for the council, but I do know that it was previously considered at the time we purchased the digital.
Sure. Let me give you a suggestion, something I thought that might be able to be an easy way around that. For very low or no cost, the city could use one of the city's own devices, a cell phone, a tablet of some sort, and purchase a some kind of stand or tripod, and could very easily record these meetings, the Board of Public Works, Board of Public Safety, using the Facebook Live video. It would cost exactly nothing to store that. It would be something that you could advertise ahead of time. It's today's the 18th, we're going to have a city council meeting. People who maybe work seconds that can't attend, or people who might be able to work, you know what I mean, could use that and watch that. It would be stored there, and that would be something. I just have two more questions, then I'll be done. So, do you know if we're going to... what's going on with the council meetings? Are we still going to be having two meetings a month? Are we going to one?
There's been no long-term discussion on it.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I know we're going to have one, and you guys didn't want to do that earlier in the year.
Yeah.
We're going
to keep it, as far as I know, and my wish is to keep it as two, because this is generally where the bills are primarily paid and addressed at this third Monday, and the other was more of a business type meeting and following up.
And then last thing, and I'm running out of time. City elected officials, appointed officials, employees, anyone that does business within the city of Winchester, has there ever been any thought, or why do we not have a city or government issued email address? Why are there city officials who are using private email addresses? To me, it seems like that would cause public access issues and concerns.
Okay. Pretty much, I think we have a private email. It used to be on our site. I had issues trying to get in because the security was, it was a pain in the neck. So we need to get that taken care of. And I want
to. So is that something that you guys are going to look to see?
I am.
We can do that?
I am.
And who accesses that? So that if, like, all, so who, I mean, who, you would have your email, she'd have her email.
Everybody would have an individual email, and it used to be through the website to where citizens could also email us through.
Okay.
So.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks. Anyone else?
I do have one more question. I noticed there's only four totes trash under the BOA.
Oh, okay.
And we probably, I've heard from Grapevine's four people there now, but when it gets full house, are they going to need more than four? Or have you thought about a recycle bin down there too for them? And, you know, like this little one over here by the...
It's the BOA's business now, so they have to do all of that. They are leasing that property. So
all utilities, including the sewage and treasure.
No, it's been that way all along. Once they say they're responsible for their utilities. I think we could suggest for them that I think they need to put probably a dumpster out there, don't you think? Was the dumpster that the church had, is it gone, Joan?
Yes.
Yeah. I think they just, don't you think they just need to bring a dumpster back?
Well, I'm just saying that.
No, I think it's a
good question. And that's why the storage, you know, in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, matter of fact, back in the day, my mom had to have her towed off the street by, couldn't put it out by 6 o'clock, so.
It's still that way, Joan.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so
I haven't seen too much pushed on that. But.
Okay.
You wanna?
Yep, I got something on my mind for months.
Okay, could you state your name and address?
John Etta Fullman, okay. And I live on South Main Street.
Okay.
There's been a lot of break-ins, people with vehicles. And my friend's vehicle even got stolen. And it was her son-in-law that found the vehicle, but no evidence taken from the vehicle.
with a cigarette butt in the vehicle and took her keys. And then there was a bunch of break-ins up there on the square probably about 2-3 months ago. And my boyfriend's truck was one of them, and he had a gun stolen. And it took an officer 45 minutes to get to the police department to file a complaint about, or what, file a report. What would it take a police officer 45 minutes when there's no crime going on? And there were cigarette butts left in that vehicle, too. I know when my apartment was broken in, two evidence was taken.
Evidence was taken? Oh, by the police department? Okay, I got you.
Right.
Just clarification there. Good.
I want to know. Why there was no evidence and why it took a cop 45 minutes to file a report?
Push it off on someone else, but that's a police officer issue, and you can talk to Officer Reed here, the new chief, or bring that up to...
I mean, he could bag stuff out of my apartment, to, you know, whatever on the bag. He took fingerprints off my doorknob and off my toilet because he shoved stuff in my toilet and overflowed. I mean... There's a lot of vandalizing and a lot of car breaking in and a lot of vehicles being stalled in. And my 3 minutes ain't up.
Are you ready? Are
you know, I have a fun answer.
We can't.
I can't.
Without certain dates or anything, he can't look up to see when, if there was another call at the same exact time that happened.
Well, I know there are several people that didn't call reports because they know nothing will be done about it.
I can't even educate a guess on what they were doing at the time. I don't know. I don't know what the time frame was. I don't know what they had going on.
I think within 45 minutes of a stolen gun, what could have happened?
They could be working a body. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
They could shot somebody. They could have robbed somebody within that 45 minutes.
Right. And most of the time, we only have two officers on for the whole city. So,
on duty.
Two officers.
First hit.
Yep.
Just two of them, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, if they're tied up doing something else, I mean, it's going to take a minute to get there.
So, why don't they take evidence?
I don't know what your evidence was at the time.
There's no cigarette butts in the car, they knew it. Just like my friend's car that got broken into. Why wasn't the fingerprints taken? Why didn't they take cigarette butts out of the vehicle?
I don't know.
Excuse me?
If you want to talk
I said that between you and him.
If you want to talk to me after the councilman,
yeah,
we slap their
ass. Okay. You want to do it during a time, during a day? You know, I mean.
Sure.
And talk to me tomorrow.
I mean. The car is not going out in the means at this point in time.
My
the officer was.
My door is always open to the public. If you have concerns, I encourage you to bring them.
Because, I mean, they hit the square like 3 months ago.
Sure.
And you can see where they wedged my door and tried to get into my car. And my alarm went off.
Okay.
And then someone just ransacked my boyfriend's truck. Stole the knife and a gun.
Come in and talk to me.
There you go.
Sometime during the day.
You're going to go what? Go talk to him during the day?
Yeah, that's, he's your answer, not us. We
well, you're looking at your paper, not looking at me.
Well,
you're
okay.
Figure out.
He's your answer, not us.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
He can settle for you. We can't. Because it's human behavior. You know. All right. Don't be paranoid. We're good. Nobody's making fun of you, believe me.
Mm-hmm. I'm paranoid. Just aggravated about all these break-ins and cars being stolen, and like I said, when you know, the found my, I mean, like she felt like nobody was even looking for her vehicle. Her son walked down on Western Avenue.
I think I know the one
we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, it's her fault for, you know, 15 years leaving her keys in the car, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, we've got business here to discuss.
Okay.
I'll be glad to sit down and talk to you when I'm home. We'll work something out.
All right. So be a new business. We have a Ohio Valley gas street dedication request, and Vicki will read that request.
Is there anybody, anyone in the audience here to represent Ohio Valley Gas on the street dedication? Okay. So it looks like it. Do you want to go ahead with the resolution this evening?
I think
okay.
I do. Do we want to go ahead because we're, yeah, I think.
All right. We have it here, and it'll be very simple. We have a resolution that needs to be presented that the council would consider a taking a vote on it.
Okay.
I can do that reading.
All right.
For the first
it's a resolution.
All right.
Go ahead, someone else is on moderating.
2018-19.
This is, Omega's.
What is it, 2018-19?
Yes.
I make a motion that we read the resolution by title only, number 2018-19.
Second. It's been moved in second that we have resolution 2018-18 read by title only for first and only reading. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Vicki?
Sure. A resolution to accept offer of dedication. That's the title.
Okay, it's been read. Is there a motion to accept this resolution?
I make a motion to accept that resolution.
It's been moved in second. All in favor of this resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the resolution stands approved unanimously. Did you correct it?
I didn't.
Okay, I got you.
Where we typed that out, it's got my name spelled wrong, so it's trying to write where it needs to be changed.
All right. Counselor Lennington has a proposal, presenting the council on behalf of the Beeson Clubhouse, some item for purchase. This was not mentioned on the original agenda. It was missed and brought to my attention that it was asked for a couple of weeks ago, so it was added. So if anybody has a question, that's why it was missed. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. As you well know, if you've been out there, we've got the deck down, and it looks nice, so. Now we want to finish the whole project outside, and next year we're going to do the inside of it, which we're going to put TVs in and do stuff inside to make it look better. So on the outside right now, because that deck's 49 foot long and 24 foot wide, it's really nice. And I've already had a person tell me that their daughter wants to get married out there, so. My proposal is, we want to buy picnic tables, four of them, put two on one side and two on the other side. They're going to be 8 foot long, they're made out of the same material that that deck's made out of, they'll never wear out. And so we'll put four of them, we're going to put umbrellas on top, in the middle of them, so they'll all have to be covered if they have to. And then we're going to take the benches out front, which are, I guess, from coming to the amphitheater. They're just old, they look bad. We're going to replace them with new white ones, just like the material that was in the deck. And then we're going to have Drake Moody landscape. So then it'll be all done. The only thing we have left to do on the outside of that building is the iron rails that, when you walk in the top, or front part there, we're going to cover them with the same material, so it'll look nice, it'll be completely done. I'm asking the council, we're going to buy four of them. They're 6 foot long, 4 foot wide, they'll seat 8 people. They're $1,688 a piece. We're going to buy the umbrellas, and they're $299 a piece, and the benches are $450 a piece. He's given us a 5% discount, and he's also given us free delivery. And so that deal comes to $8,840.60.
And this will all come out of the Beeson Fund, correct?
Yes, it comes out of the Beeson Fund, which, as on, as my math is wrong, the right, we got about $316,000 in that fund. And we can only spend it on either here or at the Southside Park, so we do want to get it done. We've had a lot of compliments about that, and I think this will be nice. You could sit out there now and watch them play golf, or you can go play golf, whatever, but anyway.
It's really nice.
Huh?
It's really nice.
It is nice. And then, let's say, Drake's going to landscape it, which, we already killed all the weeds out there, so if you look at the end of the fence down to the point of that deck, there's a little angle there. He's going to mulch that in, he's going to mulch all the way around the deck. That's $433.94. So we get the total thing done for $9,300.
Can we add mulch into that front flower bed?
Yes.
It's just a little area, and it's a frame, so once we build it, it'll be...
So to me, oh, it's money that's sitting there. We can't spend it as a council. We can only spend it on these two properties, and we've only got it looking so good, and everybody talks about it. I'm not, but I just think it's the outside of it.
I make a motion that we approve the proposal, for 8840.
Because he might,
on my way to do that.
We'll handle them each separate.
Yeah. 8840, 60 cents for the outdoor items for the Beeson Park, area. And then in a separate motion, I make a motion that we hire Drake Moody to do the, mulching and, work in landscaping around the Beeson Park.
I second that motion.
Okay. Are there any questions on this motion? Okay. Motion is that we, oversee these, bids here and see the items on there, and also motion for the actual, labor involved with mulching and landscaping. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you.
Motion's passed, and, I'm not sure who will give the permission to do this. Is that Sheen? Will have to be notified, Vicki?
Yes.
Okay.
One more thing. There's some trees that need to be trimmed in that back area to overhang that vent. I mean, some of those might get hurt.
I talked to Tim about that, and they're going to do that for me.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anything messing with that view out there. The vent is really nice. So.
On the back from that northeast side, some of those homes fall on there. I don't know if they're on the ground.
Okay. It's, be under the title of old business. We have a request for tax abatement from Omega Enterprises. Resolution, let's see, where is it?
2018-64.
Okay, resolution. You might want to make a motion to, it's a little different tab I'm wearing tonight. I usually make these motions. Would somebody like to make a motion that we, proceed with this tax abatement?
I make a motion to proceed with Omega Enterprises Tax Abatement Resolution 2018-15, read by title only.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for the tax abatement to be read by title only. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Vicki, you should read that.
Mm-hmm. Resolution 2018-15, a resolution of the City Council of Winchester, Indiana, waiving noncompliance of certain conditions concerning the granting of a tax deduction for rehabilitation or development of personal property for Omega Enterprises Incorporated.
Motion to approve. Anyone?
I make a motion we approve.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept this resolution. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the motion has been approved for 2018-15. Okay, we have,
wait a minute, before, I've said this before, since I worked there, I did abstain from...
Okay, let it be noted that Mo Lennington abstained.
No, he was abstained, but no, but I...
Okay, you refused yourself from voting, okay? Because of conflict potential of interest. Okay, thank you for pointing that out. Okay, do I have one more, correct? Resolution?
We have two more.
Two more, yep. Okay.
16 and 17. And you've begun separately, please. And Councilor Lennington, if you're going to abstain or not say no, I need to be heard. That needs to be set in the meeting when the motion is being made.
What's that?
You need to say what you're doing when, after the motion is made and the council has set their eyes, that if you are not going to, you need to either say you're abstaining, or I need to know what, you need to say what you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
One question, okay.
All right. Yeah, I signed there, but it's just a yes or no, it's down here, I screwed up. Okay.
resolution number 2018-16. And this one is for the confirmatory resolution for the designation of an economic revitalization area.
Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on that?
For Omega Star?
Yes.
You should make a motion that we read 2018-16 ERA resolution for Omega.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm voting as actually.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
We have four yeas and one refuse from Mon Lennington. Go ahead and read that by title only, please.
Sure. Resolution number 2018-16. City Council of Winchester, Indiana, confirmatory resolution with the designation of an economic revitalization area.
Okay.
Move for approval.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to have the resolution approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All nays? Anybody to
additional?
Okay. Okay. And Mo has recused himself on this. Okay. That's been passed. Four and one recused from Councilor Lennington.
Move to sign it.
Okay, can you give me the title of the third and final resolution?
This is our resolution of 2018-17. It's a confirmatory resolution granting tax abatement to Omega Enterprises Incorporated.
Okay.
Make a motion we approve by title only, 2018-17.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to have resolution 2018-17 read by title only. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Mo Lennington has recused himself, so it passes four, and then one recuse. Go ahead and have it read by title only,
sure.
Please, Vicki.
Resolution number 2018-17. Common Council of Winchester, Indiana, confirmatory resolution granting tax abatement to Omega Enterprises Incorporated.
Okay, motion to approve.
Okay.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve 2018-17, confirmatory resolution by title. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then anybody to recuse?
Yes.
Okay, Mo Lennington has recused, so it passes four and one recuse. Stands passed. Sign it, we'll continue here. I have several department heads. Is there anything for the department heads to mention? Any questions? Okay.
I would just like to mention that we just got done with the hiring process. Approved by the Board of Works to hire four officers. We had a record number of applicants turn their applications in. Richie Tucker retired. Mark Anderson's actually retiring this month. The 29th will be his last day in the city. He'll be separated to take a job in the school system. So we're going to have the officers that we hired getting started, getting trained, those kind of things. So.
Two are full-time and two reserve.
So right now, we could only hire one.
Okay, I got you. Right.
Until that spot becomes available. With the hope that the Board of Works will allow me to move that new hire into the full-time spot. And we hired a part-time to help alleviate some overtime as well.
Okay.
It's great. All the applicants are local. They're Winchester area people. So it was a really good hiring process.
Okay. That'll be made more public here in a little bit once we get more things finalized on that, who they were and so forth.
Sure. Okay. I have names tonight.
Okay. Go ahead if you feel like giving that out. I appreciate it.
Sure. Austin Myers got hired for the full-time position to fill Richie Tucker's vacant spot. Austin was a reserve with us in training. When we started this process, he went through the process as a applicant for that full-time position. He was not just moved into the position. He had to actually apply for and earn that position. Joe Yonks, who resigned from the sheriff's office 2 years ago to go to the school system, he came back to work part-time for us. He's ILA certified, so we could move him right in there, and he's been taking some shifts to help alleviate all that overtime.
Okay.
Andy Fladre, he was hired as a reserve. He's the one that I'm hoping the board works will allow us to move into the full-time position. And Jordan Foudre. That's going to get confusing, Fladre and Foudre.
Right.
They were all good applicants for those positions. So we had a lot of applications turned in. So.
Okay.
So it's not going to take you only the 12, right?
We'll still have 12 full-time officers. Because Joe's part-time position actually falls under a reserve officer, but since you're ILA, you can get paid to cover some of those shifts.
Right.
And he'll by paying him at his rate, we'll cut down on the 5.5 raise on the other officers. So it'll actually save us money in the long run.
Okay. Thank you, Chief Reed.
Okay.
The accounts payable vouchers?
Sure. I did add an accounts payable voucher for Mark Anderson due to he was at a conference and his credit card was declined, and the total is $72.72. That's for like 6 meals, and I didn't want him to have to wait until this to be considered at the next meeting. So if you would so choose to, I would appreciate you going ahead and approving that. And like I said, it was $72.72. So.
He was actually given my credit card to use, the city credit card, and because it didn't have his name on it, they wouldn't allow him to call us. So he attempted to pay with the city for like a credit card.
Right. I just knew it was declined, John. Thank you for that explanation. That's fine. Okay. So that's the reason that I put that claim. It's on the table, setting out for the review. Okay, so the end of May, $52,855.26. The AP vouchers from June 1st to the 15th, $119,517.13. And then we'll add Officer Anderson's, the $72.72 if you so choose. Payroll, $133,238.91. Total accounts payable vouchers, $305,684.02. Any questions regarding the
questions.
Okay.
Just explanation.
Sure.
I don't know what they're for. Page two is a payee by the name of Biotech Inc. Paid from the ambulance non reverting fund. All it says is a mini tech AB-1, whatever the heck that is. Anybody know? $1,500.
Medicine boxes. There's four of them.
Medicine boxes?
Yeah.
You
can come over. We're glad to show them to you.
CDO Technologies, Inc.
Right.
Am I reading this correctly that this is a monthly support item, $3,250?
They have a monthly support every month from CDO. It's always, yes.
For computers or
right.
For
computers and anything additional. I believe it's explained it there that there were
additional
dollars on there. Right. And that's all included in that, Ron.
Okay.
Sure.
Curious about.
The CDO, do they maintain, do they support that city webpage?
No.
Your servers?
Well, the servers probably do miss it, yes.
Hydrojet signs and fabricating.
Mm-hmm.
Since used by six Brett Campbell signs.
Right. They were for the entrances. I saw them.
Entrances.
When you come in the town, we have them with the state ground form and
Hibbs
was added to the state championship.
Okay, I did not know that. Now, well, the next question is, I see that's the $125 item, and then there's also a banner of some kind.
Right.
For $175.
For the bicentennial.
And if you add those two together, you get $300, and yet the total payment is $325.
There were six signs.
The green one right there.
Jeremy, that stack, well, it's actually in the back of the system.
Oh, no, it can be six at 125. The six up there cost $125, right?
The smallest packet, I didn't want to walk with everybody there, so.
And probably, it might be used for installation, so you don't want that.
And the only reason that I'm getting it out is because it was paid out of mayor's promotion. He's not here, and I want to make sure you just see it the way, here's what it reads right here. This is the actual invoice right here. I believe it's the six of the signs, like this one.
Oh, there you go, so this is wrong right here.
$150.
This number right there is wrong.
Well, that could be, I did those at 12 o'clock.
It should be $150 instead of $125.
The claim's right.
Okay, yeah, the total amount is right, $125.
I beg your pardon, right, okay. So, then the bicentennial banner was $175.
There you go.
And that's where the $325.
There you go.
Well, I had to look too, because I thought, I don't want to tell you wrong thing. And I may have entered it wrong, because I've done that before.
Entry problem, right?
All right, but at the end of the day, it was $325, right?
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Donald Roy, Royce Myers.
Yep.
Is he an employee, or is he a contractor, or?
He received a bid, he mows.
He's a mower?
Yes, he mows for the cemetery at Western Avenue, he mows that. He mows the abandoned railroad.
Put him in everyone.
Yes, we get, when it's the first one that you've ever come across.
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
I appreciate you reading that.
I think those were all I had.
All right. Is there anything else?
Entertaining a motion to pay the bills?
Aye.
Second. Been moved and seconded that we have paid the accounts payable vouchers. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Been moved and, it's been approved 100%. Clerk Treasurer's report.
All right. I just have a couple items that I need to mention or ask. Did you have the chance to review the timetable for the budget? It's for discussion, whatever, you know, I printed them out, it's the calendar for it, proposed. I just thought we needed a little bit of a guideline here.
Yeah.
Kind of start that way, so.
One date that I, that was a major one that I will be out of town on.
All right.
It was, I think it was the 30th of July. Does that sound right? I can't.
Around time.
Yeah, sure. Oh, you've already printed it for me, so.
I did.
Okay, thanks.
Put it in your package as well.
I will not be here the 30th of July or August 6th.
We'll have to probably change that, Sue, it won't be able to make the 30th of July. August 6th, I will be getting back from vacation for that, so I'll be there for that. Let's see if we can't come up with an alternative, so we'll try to, everybody look at your calendars, and on our first meeting in July, let's try to amend that, okay? Take these with you and write down some different dates for the work, and we'll see what we can come together on, so we don't take up too much time trying to look at our calendars tonight, okay?
Right. Any other discussion with that, what budget timeline? All right. The real estate parcels that we advertised for sale, I did, we received five bids total out of the 10 properties that were advertised, and those will be presented. The bid openings, would you want to do that on July the 16th?
Sure.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
All right, put that on the agenda, I'll show you that. And I will be out of the office June 22nd to July 1st. I will be on vacation.
How are we doing on this for sale sign?
Oh, I'm over. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
All right. Can I,
make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Good job, Tom.
All right.